The Great Destinations Radio Show. Here's Kerry Jones.
And today on Hobby Holidays, we explore photographic breaks. Experts can focus on you and hone your skills, whether home or abroad. For over two decades, Land and Light have arranged workshops and tours in destinations as diverse as Bhutan and Burma. Charlie Waite founded the business and wants to rubbish ideas that you have to be rich to afford decent photographic kit.
200 quid would buy you something perfectly adequate.
If you're serious about improving your photography, he says his team of industry-respected names can help.
If it's to discover that a camera is so much more than just a device, a recording tool, but actually it's an amazing creative instrument, then Light and Land is really good for that individual. And then there's the camaraderie between everybody at the end of the day, looking at one's images. And there is a break in the day, and we all make sure we eat. And for those who like to have wine, make sure that there's some of that available. Good food, good photography. That's pretty much how it works.
The excursions include work in the field, but you don't have to be super fit.
We don't do great long hikes. We're not an adventure travel company. But we do walk. You know, we don't just rock up in a bus and all get out and photograph, and within minutes we're back in the bus and off we go again. We might spend 2 hours doing a photograph. And looking up and looking at the sky and to see the way it's behaving and the way it relates to the land beneath.
Or you could go with Wild Photography Holidays. Geraldine Westrup says unusually they have courses in Iceland and Greenland.
And the landscape itself is quite incredible. The ice fjord where we stay in Ilulissat is one of the most photogenic ice fjords in the world, really. And they do say that the Titanic was sunk by an iceberg from this particular ice fjord.
Inuit culture provides the training subject for their photographers during a 9-day joint Iceland and Greenland expedition.
Really gorgeous coloured wooden houses, very strong culture of fishing, seal hunting and whale hunting. Fishing is really the main way that people make a living. But we photograph all these things. It's not just landscape, it's a whole way of life that we're photographing out there.
You'll find Wild Photography Holidays and Land and Light online or on our website at greatdestinationsradioshow.com.